Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast. Regular listeners to our podcast will know that in recent shows, we've been reporting on various energy-saving products from British Gas. If you've watched the TV recently, you'll have noticed that British Gas has launched a TV campaign to promote smarter homes. Following on from our look behind the scenes at their HQ in Staines, we're pleased to report that we're now taking part in the Don't Take Our Word For It campaign, where British Gas install products in the home of tech bloggers and podcasts to get some independent views on how their smart home products work. In the middle of July 2012, British Gas installed their remote heating control system into my home, and this is a little summary of what the system does and some information on the installation process, helpful if you're considering getting the system yourself. First off, here's Elvin from British Gas to explain what remote heating control is all about.
So there is a web-based interface that allows you to control your heating remotely, either through the internet, through an app, so iOS or Android, and also text messaging as well. So if people don't have any smartphones, it still works for regular texting as well. I guess the key thing is that people want flexibility, and it's all about putting the control in that person's hand, and that's what we strive to do at British Gas.
So, keen to get cracking with remote heating control, we made an appointment with British Gas, and a very nice chap called Paul turned up to do the install. First off, Paul set up the small hub, which plugged into our router, in my case a BT Home Hub 3. As part of getting the system online, you'll need a spare Ethernet port on your router and a nearby mains plug. Next, Paul started work on the boiler. First off, he noticed that my boiler was fitted with a 13-amp mains fuse and promptly changed this for a safer 3-amp fuse, a nice touch. He then took the front off the boiler and worked to disconnect the wired connection from the boiler to the wall thermostat. Next, he installed the wireless receiver. This gets the wireless signal from the new thermostat controller. Our receiver was screwed to the wall next to the boiler, with two cables connecting receiver to boiler. Paul, sorry to interrupt, but what are you doing there, sir?
Well, basically, we are replacing the old hardwired thermostat with a wireless one that will connect to the internet hub.
And the box you're screwing on the wall there, that's just connecting straight into our existing boiler. And I'm assuming that's replacing the bit of wire that runs through the house to the thermostat, is that right?
Yes, that is basically just screwed to the wall, wired straight into your central heating boiler, replacing the old thermostat which was in your hall. All the old wires that was going through will be disconnected, so you have no hardwired link from your thermostat to your boiler.
With the wireless receiver back in place, Paul then turned his attention to our rather dated-looking thermostat in the hall. He removed this and was able to fit the new unit in place of the old one. As the footprint of the controller is larger, this was a neat installation, and we now have a nice unit with an LCD and some buttons for programming, although it is much easier to program over the internet rather than from the control panel. So we now have the unit up on the wall. It seems to be working, and I'm sitting here looking at my iPhone, which is telling me it's 23 degrees inside the house. So I think that means we're done.
It does, yeah. It's all set up. Basically, fitted the thermostat in the same position as the old one. Wires nice and tidy, safely isolated, not connected to any live terminals at all. That's all ready to go.
Is there anything I need to know about how to use this thermostat?
Yes, if you make sure that your boiler is on constant rather than timed, then they won't clash against the programmable thermostat and your wireless link.
And that's presumably because the old way we had it, the timer was actually the little dial on the boiler itself, but now we can do that over the net and from this controller.
Exactly. If you had your boiler on timed on the control on the boiler, but regardless of what you're doing with your thermostat, it only worked to those times.
Excellent. Paul, thank you very much. Will be an easy install for you.
It was very easy.
With the hardware now in place and tested, it was time to look at the software and to get the system up and running. For that, Paul and I turned to my laptop. Setup is completed from the British Gas website, using a username and password provided by British Gas before the installation. Setup is fairly straightforward. The hub had been pre-linked to my British Gas account, and I had to enter a hub key from the hub receiver and create a 4-digit PIN. The controller that replaces the thermostat has a built-in SIM card, so can receive text messages and be controlled in the event of an internet failure. Nice touch. During setup, additional SMS users can be added, so you can have multiple people controlling or checking on the status of heating. You also have the option to set up a schedule during the setup process, or later if you require. We opted for later, choosing the default option to get us running. Paul the engineer's work was now done, and he completed a final safety check on the boiler, which apparently is a requirement after doing any work on the guts of a boiler. After sticking a probe into our boiler's outlet, Paul confirmed our emissions were good, and headed off for the next install. We've only just started playing with the web-based interface to control our home heating system, and also have been playing with the smartphone app that lets us adjust our heating from anywhere in the world. So far, it's all working, and we can control the heating remotely without a problem. We'll be keeping you up to date on our experiences in an upcoming podcast. In the meantime, head over to our website, where you can find some pics and a video of our experiences so far. The address is www.frequencycast.co.uk/RHC, standing for Remote Heating Control. If you have any questions or comments to share with us, please get in touch via our site, or you can text us on 07882 043 521. Normal text fees apply. If you're not a regular listener to Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast, please visit our website, check out the latest show, and sign up. Our shows are free and driven by your feedback. The address, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
I'm Mark Wing-Davy, a.k.a. Zaphod Beeblebrox, and you're listening to Frequency Cast.
Share and enjoy.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.